The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Everything that God has blessed us with in terms of guidance, which is the greatest blessing He has given us, He has given us through Muhammad and Al Muhammad, salawatullah wa salamu alayhim ajma'in. And He has said, we're using this, as we said, this is one of the references. God says, anishkur li wa li walidayk, shukr, be thankful, appreciate me and your parents. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, said to his nation, ana wa ali abawa hadhihi al-ummah, I and Ali are the parents of this ummah, are the fathers of this ummah. That expresses that relationship. If you look at it, life as we know it, true life, the life of iman, the life of prosperity, enjoying all aspects of human life, and not limiting it to the lower levels and the lower desires of the human nature, enjoying full prosperity in the full human sense, not a partial sense, especially not the lower portion. That life God gives us when a child is born and says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, 2 years plus the time that the child spent in the womb. Well, who gave life and who created that child? Was it the mother? Was it the father? No, Allah. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَأُنثَى. God created. But God says, I created through your parents. Now, especially in the more difficult part of the process of creating you, the part that involves a human being, and the difficulty is on the human being, not on Allah. The human being that goes through that process and is part of that process, and God made her the main part of that process in many ways, is your mother. But God made her that. He says, be thankful. This life that we have, if we have it, and inshallah, to a certain degree we do, but we need to work on that. What we have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did He give it to us through? The Holy Prophet and his daughter and brother and son-in-law, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren onwards, the 14 ma'sumin. The pain of delivering this life to us was much more than what a mother goes through to deliver a living child, to deliver us with life, material life, physical life in this world. Mother, it's 2 years and some months in the womb. Difficult, very painful. What the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi went through, Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayhima went through, Imam al-Mujtaba went through, Imam al-Husayn went through, Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam al-Baqir, Imam al-Sadiq, Imam al-Kadhim, Imam al-Ridha, Imam al-Jawad, Imam al-Hadi, 14 ma'sumeen, over 13 of them over the course of 60-70 years, and then the last of those imams is still going through to present this to all of mankind and to deliver this life, the pain that they have and are going through is more than what a mother goes through. And as we said, that hadith says, أنا وعلي أبوا هذه الأمة. The fathers of this ummah are me and Ali. The Quran says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. It's a command. The other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. It's considered an ajr, a reward for him presenting the message to for the people to be good and loving towards those who are close to him. Al-mawaddata fil qurba. Who are the qurba of the Prophet? The ones who were close to him, the ones who were really close to him, not just physically. They are the Ahlul Bayt. That's the other way that mentions it. This verse, anishkur li wa li walidayk. We are supposed to appreciate the human beings that are involved in us receiving a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are willingly part of that and wanting to deliver that. Those people need to be, God says, appreciate that. Anishkur li waliwalidayk. The people that have been involved in the greatest blessing that has been given to us, all of us and any of us, no matter where we are, what ethnic background, what nationality, what locality, what time, what era, the greatest guidance, the greatest blessing is the blessing of guidance. And who was involved with that? The Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. We're supposed to do shukr of that. Shukr. Anishkur li wa li walidayk. What is the shukr? What's the shukr of and being thankful and appreciative towards the Prophet and his household? How is that? Well, that one verse mentions it in the form of al-mawaddata fil qurba. Those who are close to him, which are his daughter, son-in-law, grandchildren, those are the ones who during his lifetime, his physical lifetime, he saw them, the rest of them are the rest of the imams. They are the qurba that the Quran is referring to. Because as we said, it's not physical closeness. The closest people to the Prophet are the Ahlul Bayt. Nobody is even close to the Ahlul Bayt in terms of their closeness to the Holy Prophet. They are so close that in hadith it says, they are kulluhum nurun wahid. The Quran, anfusana wa anfusakum, in regards to Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib being the nafs of the Prophet, the self, ourselves. Who is ourselves with the Prophet? It's Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi. What is appreciation? Perhaps if we were to think about this on our own and not ask God, how do you want us to appreciate them? And of course, if we appreciate them as these verses mentioned and the verses regarding that reward for the prophethood of the Prophet, the ajr that was mentioned, which is al-mawaddata fil qurba, that ajr, which is al-mawadda, showing love towards the Ahlul Bayt, وَمَا سَأَلْتُكُم مِّنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. It's for you. The benefit of that goes to you. That appreciation will help us. But what is that appreciation? How do we appreciate? If we were to think of that on our own and try to understand what our role is or what we need to do to appreciate the work of the Ahlul Bayt, perhaps we wouldn't be able to come to this, and many people haven't.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim.
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.